We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I wonder if the Falcons brass will be pumping out any sort of music in the war room.
They're in
tomorrow.
A confident mood.
You know,
confident.
They need a confident song.
Yeah. Not an arrogance.
Nope. Not an arrogance.
Not an arrogance. It's a confidence.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah, that's right. Terry. Preach. And Terry Fontenot, the Falcons GM, he did speak with the media yesterday, and he explained, this is the question. I love that he was asked this question.
I do too.
And I want to hear the answer. He explained what best player available means for the Falcons.
When we talk about best player available, it's really it's best player available for us, right? Because I think sometimes when people hear best player available, they're looking at some of the experts' list, right? And what each – you have 32 different draft boards, you know. They're probably a little more similar in the top 10 or in the top, you know, but as you're – they can get very different as you go through the draft, but you truly have 32 different draft boards. When you talk about best player available, really you're talking about best player available for us, and the key is not reaching for needs.
It's almost like Terry Fontenot and I are simpatico.
Kindred spirits.
Because this is exactly, guys, what I've been saying. Like, remember, because Mel Kiper or, you know, Todd McShay,
simpatico,
who used to be, have these guys on their board doesn't mean that's where they are really ranked. Daniel Jeremiah's board is not Terry Fontenot's or Mickey Loomis's or, you know, name the GM. And that's the first thing. And then the second thing is what he talked about is it's about getting the best player available without reaching for needs. And that is something that I think that's something that we struggle with as fans, because we know what our team needs and has holes at, Mike. But we also don't want them reaching. And I think in the past, the one fault that Thomas had when he was the GM is he would draft for need, and at times he would overdraft a player.
Yeah.
And I think that gets you in trouble. That's the one thing that Fontenot hasn't done.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. And I think Terry kind of addressed that in his own way when he talks about impact players and things yesterday. Because, look, to his point, you never know what the plan is for this defense. Jimmy Lake, we can sit there and say Dallas Turner fits what Jimmy Lake wants to do. Do we really know that Jimmy Lake could come over and completely redo his defensive playbook? He might really be leaning on an interior defensive lineman the way he's seen. He might say, hey, we're going to go three safety look every down. I mean, we don't really know. So inside of Terry's conversations, and he talked about kind of getting together with the scouting department and the coaches and really having good dialogue, right, and really having good back and forth. And so you never know what's on Terry's draft board. Best player available is best player available for their needs and in his eyes.
And some people have been calling them a lot. Apparently, the phone has been ringing quite frequently when it comes to a trade. Could they move back with the 8th overall pick? Here's Fontenot on the team taking more calls than usual.
When you can have possibly that many quarterbacks going at the top, then it's going to push down some really good skill players. And so depending on – there could be a lot of action at some different spots around our pick. So right now those calls are just exploratory. So we have the conversations, but you really don't get into – what the value would be. It's just a lot of preliminary calls, because to your point, they won't happen until it's really on the clock, right? Whenever you see what players are there. And then when it gets close to your pick, you start getting the calls that say, hey, if our player's there, then this is what we would do. And you start having those real conversations of what it would take. And what we have to do is know at each pick what's going to be the value to go down. So this is what it would take for us to move from this pick down three spots or four spots or 10 spots, whatever it is.
So we know Terry's not going to tell us what exactly it would take for them to move off of that spot, but what do you guys think would take for a team to be able to get them to move off that eighth overall pick?
Well, I like to think of like Terry as like Kevin Costner from Draft Day. And he's like willing and dealing. I'm just kidding.
Have you seen the video yet that I was telling you about?
I haven't got a chance to watch it.
Tiff, there's a video that Adam Schefter put out. I was talking to Bo about this morning. Monty Ossenfort, who is the GM of the Arizona Cardinals.
And in his second year now, I think.
He's putting the deal in with the Texans last year for the Texans to move up into the two slot. And watching him do this in a matter of time, you're on the clock for, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
He has, like, five guys around him. Jonathan Gannon's sitting over there, like, literally with his jaw on the floor. Hasn't said a word for most of the video. And he's like, we need a 95, a 104, a 24 first, this, that, and the other. Is that good value? And he's pointing around the room. How much time's left on the clock? 6 minutes? And then it's like, just picking up the phone. Okay, cool, call me back. Boom. Okay, hey, what do you got? Call me back. Unbelievable. Like, I was dumbfounded watching this going, I could never be a GM. Like, this guy's got too many irons in the fire. He had like 9 cups of coffee, like a Dan Campbell amount of caffeine heading into this draft. And I was like, this guy's going to blow a gasket. But that is like that moment, those 10 minutes are your Super Bowl if you're a GM. And
yeah.
When I tell you this man rose the occasion, I had to pull the video for it. It was unbelievable.
You're wheeling and dealing.
It's hard to say exactly what it's going to be, but I think he has to take into account how far he's going back. That's a big deal. How far you're willing to move back. And in return, because the further you move back, realistically, the more you can get for it.
Right,
but
exactly.
He said something about what we've talked about at length about the draft and the quarterbacks going early. And there is essentially going to be a run on quarterbacks to start this draft. The question is, when is their first receiver off the board? Is it at 4 or is it 5? Or is it even at 6? Because if it is, if it waits to 6, because someone moves up to 4 to get a quarterback, and maybe someone moves up to 5 to get a quarterback, then the Falcons are A, in play for a big time receiver, or B, someone is going to move up to get a big time receiver possibly, and that could put the Falcons in play to move back.
Look, all I know is I have a feeling Terry's got something up his sleeve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.